start your day, the Torah of Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Good morning. I have a personal minig going back 40 years. Every Shabbos HaGadol, I try to find a new reason why it's called Shabbos HaGadol. And I'm going to say the Pashtus, a very simple reason. It's brought in Sfas Emes, Shabbos HaGadol, B'Shem Hizzeda, Dr. Sharim, that there are 50 Shabboses in the year. And Shabbos HaGadol is Bevchinas HaChamish. If you do a 50, it's the Inyan of Yovel, the Shara Cheirus, the Gate of Cheirus. And says the Chiddush HaRim that all the Shabbos HaShono are Koilu, are Nichlal, in Shabbos HaGadol. And that's what you find later. How many, it says, Chamushim Olu B'nei Yisrael, the Zohar says, 50 Madregis in Yitzias Mitzrayim. And you find the Parshas Masa, that there were 42 Masois, but Rashi said 8, they went backwards, so a total of 50. And the 50th gate of Yitzias Mitzrayim was the way it was standing on Eivar HaYardin. Kiyodua Yardin is Yorad Nun. They were, and that was on what day of the year? That was Yud Nisan, which was the Chinuf and Shabbos HaGadol in date. And that was the day that Yidden crossed and they went into the Bechina of Cheirus, of Almud, that world of Yovel. In other words, the Shabbos HaGadol, because it's Koil, everything in this one Shabbos. Ubefrat, you find that it was this one Shabbos, Shabbos HaGadol, the Yidden were in Bir Amikta, the lowest pass of Madrega, Memta Sharituma. And in one moment they went, B'Shaitachod, the B'Rigachod, to Igor Rama, to the highest of heights. And everything, therefore, is kolol in Shabbos HaGadol. That's the idea of tshuva, l'moshel. Everyone knows the minig is, based on the Gemara and Tavkutes, Rabbi Kiva, that Pesach, by the Seder, Erev Pesach, he was mechalik kloyot and a goyzen to the kindlech. The minig even after Yom is to give out nuts at the Seder. Shtelzuch the Shaila in Rosh Hashanah, the minig is, you don't eat an egoyz, because egoyz is gematriyachet. Is the Charaya Shabbos HaGadol, as we'll soon see, eating the tshuva mahavo, where the Zdoinus Nasoi Kizochius, so the Egois, which here are the two, was something negative, right, now became something fantastic. And just Lahoyer, it's brought in Imri Noyim, Abbas Yisrael from the Visions, and other Sfarim HaKadoshim, that it's called Shabbos HaGadol. HaGadol is Gematria 48, which is Gematria Nu Yovel. This is Shabbos of Yovel. To understand what we're talking about, what has a great Shabbos, which is pregnant with the greatness of the whole year. Let me just preface another idea. You open up Shulchan Aruch, the beginning, the second simon in Hilchos Pesach, simon Tov Lamed, Shabbos. The Pesach is Koyrin Oysei Shabbos HaGadol, which everybody goes to town. The simonim in Shulchan Aruch were made by the tour, followed by the Shulchan Aruch. Shtelzach the Shaila, what is this simon? It's a one-line simon, right? All the miracle that happened in Shabbos HaGadol, you could have included that in Tav Chav Tes, which is the minhagim of Chodesh Nisan. It's the whole simon, which l'chura is not negeya halacha l'maisa. And I've often mentioned that the Bank of Emden in his Siddur, Beis Yankov says a famous idea that people think, yeah, you got it. People think that, you know, just random, haphazard, why the Shulchan Aruch, the Torah shows this and this image. Everything is called b'ksav. Ve'ez Hashem al hizkel. Everything is beruach. Mamish open ruach hakodesh. There's thousands of examples. There's a simple example is, if I'm a total ignoramus and I want to know where could I find Hilchus Shofar, I look up in Arachayim and Siman Tov Kuf Beivav, which is Gematria Shofar. V'chahena Rabbis. What is the connection of the fact that the laws of Shabbos HaGadol are in Siman Tov Lam? So Rav Pinchas Friedman is Nu HaGadol, which pushes the half of failure. It's awesome. It just came out this year. He says, as a simple board, what's the idea of Tav Lamed? Tav Lamed is 430. What do you know about 430? It says, Pasuk, Moshe b'nei Yisrael, Asher Yashuv l'Eretz Yisrael, was 430 years. What's the question of 430 when you and I and every school child with short trousers know they need to be in Yisrael for 210 years? What's 430? What's the question of 430? So he brings the Teres Chaim, in Chulin Tzadik Beis, the Eibishter told us on Shabbos HaGadol, Yud Nisan, to take a peh, bikur of 4 days. You tie it up in the bedpost. What is the purpose of having the seh tied up four, not five, not three, 4 days before? So we all know, Chazal tell us, Mechilta Rashi in Chumash, that Ramasi Mechayr said, Yidin were Mitzrayim, they were over in the area from Mitzris, and the Eibish gave them the Mitzah of Pesach. Right? But it doesn't explain why that's good 4 days. Yeah? Nachazach you see by four. You don't got to be a rocket scientist to figure out that everything in the Seder corresponds to four. And therefore there are four cases. By the way, someone was asked, a wise guy, so how come there are only three matzahs? And if you break the middle matzah, you got four. But the four matzahs you do, the Yishalmi says, Chazal say, Mechilta, the four cases are keneged four lishainas of gula. Why four cases? Why not four bananas, four watermelons? I don't know what. It's four cases. Nor how long emes is the shibut of Mitzrayim was for 400 years to Avram, or 430 to make the cheshvin from the Brisbane of Sor. Why 430? What's the cheshvin here? It's posh. We said countless times, the whole Golus Mitzrayim came as what? A tikkun for the chait, eitz hadaas, or the merishin. And I'm not going through all the, now is not the time or place. In the chait, eitz hadaas, you find that Avram, or the merishin was sitting in Gan Eden, everything being done for him, mamish Gan Eden, literally. And he messed up, totally. And now Midas Hadin came down in the world. What is the game, and how many dinim are there? There's five dinim. Kirdua, Hegburs. As any maska, which were trousers in Kabbalah, will know. Right? Yes? How much is five times 86, which is Gimachi Elikim, which is Midas Hadin? How much is 5 times 86? 400. How long Bepoyel was the Koshi Ashibut? 86. From the moment that Miriam was born, therefore called the Miriam, Al Shem Bayamoru was Chayet. Right? So how long were Yidin in the Kushi Hashibut? Both of the Inu Oysam, right? They're only there 86 years. How many years earlier did we get out? They were both there 430. And the Poyal, they were there of Kushi Hashibut 86. So you don't got to be a genius to work out that 1/5 of the tariff of the Zizman with Nizkayim Koshi Hashibut, and 4/5 we got out. Says Nizkayim, now it's Pashut. Now what do we celebrate? That the Eibusher took us out of Mitzrayim prematurely. The reason being, that Arizal said, L'yuchlus Mameya, they would have reached the point of no return. So the Eibusher, the Chazdo, he took us out 4/5 of the time that we were supposed to be there early. Hence, we have Dalad L'shaynes of Gula. Hence, even though it's one geula, right? There wasn't four geulas, one geula. And hence, we celebrate by drinking four kois. What's the gematria of kois? You don't got to be a genius. Not many gematrias today. 86. So that four times kois is to atone, to celebrate that we got out early. Yes, you with me? Asher al kein. By the way, you don't get any get out of jail cards for free in this world, right? You got a horeb. What was the mafteach that you even got out koydem hazman? We'll discuss this at length in Mitzvashem today. Mesiras nefesh. And therefore, when you took the seh, which is the tle, is the avodizora of Mitzrayim. And as the pasuk said, Moshe Rabbeinu told Paroi, if we'll take the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim and we'll shecht it, below Yisgalunu, it's mamish, mamish, mesiras nefesh. Asher Alkein, you need 4 days of Bikur, which is 4 days of mesiras nefesh. And the Beis Yosef already noted the Iker day of mesiras nefesh was mamish, the teeth were grit, whatever the word is, Koe, Shineim. That was dafka the first day, because afterwards the people in the darshat got used to the situation, as human nature is. And therefore, because they had 4 days of bikur, we have a yontif called Pesach. Says Rashi al shem hapsicha, that we jumped over. There was a kvitza, right, of the normal zman and the normal order of routine, and Yidin should have been in Mitzrayim another 400 and. another 344 years, which is 4 times 86, and the Eibusher took us out. By the way, do you remember that someone with a big role in Yetzias Mitzrayim? His name was Moshe. Oh. Remember him, yeah? And Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Eibusher, go to Mitzrayim, like, but when, hello, it's the Gzeira for 400 years, 430 years. And the Eibusher said, you just got to do what you got to do. Right? I'll be with you and I'll give you an ois. What's the Sfarim HaKadoshim say? What is the gematria of Moshe? 345, which is one more than Shmad, which is 4 times Elohim. And the Eibusher took us out earlier. The fact that you have one letter extra, right? And you're able, therefore, to misgaber on the 4 times, the 4 midas adin, the 4 times peivov. You with me? Hello. And that's why Shabbos HaGadol, where's the Rosh Tevis of Shabbos HaGadol? Hello, you don't got to be a genius. Seh, which by the way, as the Chidol says in the Ribui Mekanis, is Gimachia Kapora. The fact that Eden took the Seh, the Mesiras Nefesh, that became the Kapora for Kol Yisrael. By the way, Shabbos HaGadol, Rosh Tevis Seh, is also Gimachia, says in Sforim HaKadoshim, Shari Tshuva. Hello, you with me? And therefore, what's the end of Shabbos HaGadol? Where are the Sofer Tevis? Tafin Lamed, 430. That we got out in the schus of Shabbos HaGadol, we got out 430 years earlier. So, in other words, to summarize at the moment, Pesach is surrounded, is connected to the four. I'm going to explain what I'm talking about in a minute. I'm just trying to drive you a bit crazy first, get you a bit confused. Shabbos HaGadol is the day in the schus of the Mesiras Nefesh of Kal Yisrael, taking the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim, shechting it, getting ready to shecht it Leineim. That's how we got out 4/5 of the 430 years we were supposed to be there. We got out prematurely. You may remember there's another person who's very much involved in Yetzias Mitzrayim. His name was Yosef HaTzadik. And when Yosef HaTzadik became the Mishnah LeMelech, right, hello? He made a rule. And the rule of Yosef HaTzadik was what? I'm saying that was also the Teres Chaim, all this form, basic classics form. You could have whatever. How much do you take? How much do you give to the king's coffers, to the treasury? You could take for you and your family and to plant the seeds. 4/5, right? And 1/5, that goes to Parig Achoymish to Parig. And then it says, "Vayosem Uysa Yosef Lechoik Ad Hayim Azel Ad Nisparei Ad Nisrayim Leparei Lechoik." Why? I understand in a time of crisis, of disaster, financial, whatever, doom, that Yosef made this rule: you keep 80%, 20% of Parei. Why did he say Achoik forever, for eternity? Because Yosef Atad Nekaruach Hakoyish. And he knew that there'll come a time where Yidden won't be able to be soevil anymore. The Golos Mitzrayim. Computer say do it. Tzeisi eschem mitachas sivlit. We can't be soevil Golos anymore. So what did he do? He made a chok, and the din is dina de malchusa dina, that when Yidden will need to get out, the 1/5 the chamisha shisoi is lefaroi, and 4/5 is what? 4/5 is lochem. Therefore, how many times does it say the word Elohim in the psukim in the beginning of Shemois? Then it says, five Elohim. If I want to go back to Bereishis with Eitzadas, also five Elohim. Yes, the first time it says Vayishma Elikim, Shavosav El Ho Elikim. Ho Elikim could be read as A Elikim. Yidden knew that they can't stand there for 430 years, 5 times Elikim, and therefore they daven, right? And that's the Koyach Moshe who got us out from these. I'm taking that back down. Let me go through a shtickel now of Naatzachai. Moiridik shtickel with Russia for Shabbos Agol. So Moiridik, it's a simple board. We'll start with this. Pasuk says, Kaddish will be called Bechor, right? Mitzvah. Remember the day you left Egypt, the house of bondage, of slavery. You got it to Levincha, Babrzeos, Hashem Liv, etc. And these, the Mikroes are portioned very, very, it's remember, difficult to him. What does the Zohar, as the Yom HaZeh, Shatam Mitzrayim, got to do with the mitzvah of Kaddish Likol Bechor? The two different, one thing, one the other, number one. Number two, why the Ketalosh actually Yatzasa Mitzrayim, Beis Avod? Why the double expression? You have this very often. Mitzrayim, Beis Avod. Number three, Ki Bechoizik Yod, why Kaddish Likol Bechor? Why the Ganze Yontif? Because the Eibusher took us out, Bechoizik Yod. Can I ask you a simple Kloskasha? And if the Eibusher would have put in Paro's heart the desire to free the Jews, without the whole Chuzik Yod, without the Makis and the Kviyot, and Paro became a nice guy. He wants to win the Nobel Prize for Peace this year, and he emancipates the slaves. Great. Would we not have reason to thank, to give Shevach Vaido to the Eibusher? Why the Ki Bechuzik Yod? The reason we got it to Levincha, why do we celebrate Ki Bechuzik Yod? What the Chuzik Yod here? Then we say Baburzeh. What is Baburzeh? And Baburzeh Al Hashem Li. So Rashi says Al Asah, what Li? It reminds us, in Nagoda, the Rosh says, Mahavoidelos Lachem, to which we answer, Lachem Veloiloi, Levit Hoytitan. Where does this Li Veloiloi? Maybe Pshat in the Pasuk is that the Eibishter made this miracle. Li means to me, Klal Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael, the Jewish people collectively. Behektim, we have a kasha. If the Eibishter told Avram Avinu that what will be in him, it will be Be'eret Lelehem, Bavodim Be'inu Oysam, Arba Me'eshama. How did we get out prematurely? Koydama, my dear, sweet, holy brother, there are thousands of answers. And if you really, if you had the time, I once discussed this years ago, all the answers are neveh. I'm dealing with one answer today, which is brought in the Chido and Aribui Mekoyim, the Soifer and Zerabereh, in all the classical Meforshim, right? Pashut answer, because there is a Gemara, which says, Hekdish Chometz of Shichur, Matkimi Dishib. Yeah, it's in Gemara, in Yibam Vestaf Involved, in Ksuv Vestaf Nuntes, in Gitin Daf Mem, in Adoram Daf Tevav, all over Shas. If you're Makdish something, the previous Shibud, so even though there's a Shibud that even with Lothri Mitzrayim 400 years, the Eibishter was Makdish us, right? He sanctified us, that we became holy. Yes? Yeah? So the Sefer in Parshas Vo'era asked the obvious question. You're now saying that Yidden became sanctified. Hegdish Mafim Yidishibut. Come on. Why then does it say in Golos, why does it say in Zohar HaKadosh, that the reason we got out of Mitzrayim is because the Shar Goliathim are Mashlimim? Well, the future Goliathim, thousands of years of bitter persecution, that is Mashlim, the 400 years that we were supposed to be in Mitzrayim, so we went out 190 years prematurely. Are you with me? Yeah. Kuntos says the Atzichayim. The emes is why did we go out of Mitzrayim prematurely? Because hegdish is mafkiy midishi. And then you're free. Bamedvarim amurim. If you're holy, the Sefer adds elsewhere. The Gemara says why we're saying that the Shar Golias in Kum. The Zohar says to be mashlim the cheshbon of the years we're missing. The Gemara says, you know why I went to Galus? The first time, Beis HaMikdash, Avi Zohar, Gilad, Shechus, Domin, Zekal, Avinim. Second, Beis HaMikdash, Shin, Eschinim. There's a reason. Says the Atzachayim, it's about, remember, it's El Bezach. Yidin got out of Mitzrayim because the Eibishtu was Makdish, Kal Yisrael, Kedusha, Saguf. We became holy. Kedish is Mafkiya, gets rid of any Shibun, any subjugation, any right that Paray had to us. But Medvarim Amurim, I took you out of Mitzrayim, but you said conditionally kingdom, as long as you're holy. Right? When you don't, then because the Eibusha warns us, because if you are unworthy, then you get spat out of Eretz Yisrael, and you go through the Golos. So it's Halva Hotalia. Kol's man your noyig bikdusha, right? You have the Hegdish Mafkiyah mi Shibud. Oib nish, the Shibud is choyzer. The fee says that the Chaim Amiri Tikabor. It says in Pasuk, right? The Eibusha told Moshe, Ato tira eisash asher esel lefari, ki biyad chazoka yishalchem, u biyad chazoka yigorshim me'arz. Hello? How will you even get out of Mitzrayim? You're at this here. You're going to see with your own eyes. What does Rashi say you're going to see? Anyone out there? Anyone not brain dead here? No, come on. Wakey. You, Moshe, are going to see Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsu, with all the Oysas and Moisim, over the Milcham of going into Eretz Yisrael, right? That you're not going to see. Which is a fascinating piece of information. What in the world is that relevant, Al-Asar, to this juncture? Because the MS is, Chazal tell us, if Moshe Rabbeinu would have gone to Eretz Yisrael, there could never be a Churban Beis HaMikdash. There could never be a Golus. Right? Aber the Eibishter knows, I'm taking you out of Mitzrayim. Why? Because I'm Makdish you. And Hekdish is Mafkiya Midei Shibu. Kolzman, you acting holy. When you stop acting holy, you're out. I shtel zuch the shayla, if you remember, Chazal tell us that Vayakam Pari Laila, he went to Goshen and he said to Moshe, get out of here, beat it, scram, you're free. The Moshe said, I can't, you have to say with your umpeh, you're Ben Choyrin, you're not Meshubah to me anymore, etc., etc. So Luchura, once Pari said, you're Atam Ben Choyrin, you're not Meshubah, you have no connection to me anymore, hello, they're free. So what's Pshat to further Golias in our Atashlam? Right? The pshat is, you have a gun on Pari's head, right? You've just destroyed the whole country, right? The Bechayrim have just died, the economy is in ruins, the places are a wreck, right? We have a principle that Unsa Commander Ovid, Lo Yamrinan. Anything which is, for any agreement that you're forced to make because, they put a gun to your head, it's not valid. So therefore, just if Pari willfully, deliberately, volitionally, would have let us out of Mitzrayim. You with me? Yeah? Then what would have happened? Huh? Then there would have no been. Then what are you going to do if ever Rahman al-Islam Yidin once again return to their bad ways? You're stuck because Moshe Rabbeinu went there to Israel. So Moshe is telling Moshe, you're going to go out now, biyad chazok. And the reason why you're going out prematurely is only because I am sanctifying you. Pari's words, Hariyatam and Chayrin, really are bottle mevutl. Halachically, it doesn't have any validity. The only way you're going out is mitzat kedusha, right? And now if you're going to sin, you'll be in dread again, right? And therefore, you can't go to Eretz Yisrael, because if you go to Eretz Yisrael, you don't have that option. Where do you see that the Eibishter was makdish kal Yisrael b'kedushas haguf? That's why in Mitzrayim he says, you are b'ni b'choyri Yisrael. You are b'choyri. And a b'choyri has kedushas haguf. And therefore it says, the Medrash, the Eibishter to Pari, ati yodati v'kama chavim and ha-b'choyrin alai. You know how precious the b'choyri is to me, right? And therefore, you have to let the, you have no right to eat, because you're not allowed to be mishabed with a bechir. You can't work with a bechir. It's kedushas haguf. Yeah? You'd mezalzel in that. So mita keneged mita, the Eibishter killed the bechirim of Mitzrayim, because you were mezalzel in the bechir Yisrael. Yeah? Therefore, the Eibishter told Moshe, kadish li kol bechir, in zecher of, that's how the Siba, that Yidin went out Koydim Azman, because Yidin became a B'ni B'chayr Yisrael, B'chin of Kedushas Haguf, and Hegdush is Mafkiya Midei Shibud. And therefore you went, the kvetch here is, not just you went out of Mitzrayim, or Mitzrayim Beis Avodim, that you were at, here the two, you were Avodim to Pari. And by the Eibishter being Makdish called Yisrael, right? And that's why we tell in the same context, the Kadali, Bavurzeh, also Hashem leave Eloi, because you rush in Nagoda and you say you're koifer in the avodas Hashem, so therefore you have no right to go out of Mitzrayim. So far so good. That's introduction. Yeah. Let me just chazer over to you, my favorite verbach. I love this. Is found the shas truth is avnitzin. The same yisod of the Chidon, the Chumsofer, and everyone, that the whole Tam of Yetzias Mitzrayim is the Hegdish of Chol Yisrael. He fataiches the Psukim we say in Hal, the Moirit Gatach. We say in Kuf Yudalit, Betseis Yisrael Me Mitzrayim, Beis Yankov Me Amloyez, Hoyz Yilu the Kot Yisrael Mam Shalais of Bezen. Well, and it goes through the whole capital. What's the vort here? How was there Yitzias Mitzrayim? But says Yisrael mi Mitzrayim only because we said Hekdish is Mafkia Midishim. The fees of Etrech. The Gemara says in Ariba Mekaymis and Yevamis and Pchiris, etc., that there's a principle in life that Gershon is Gayer. What is the reason Gershon is Gayer? Hello? Grada, the Chesuifer says, he's tearing his hair out. Where is the mocker? What is the logic that when a person converts, he becomes a new bria? So Rav Meir Simcha Meshachach and Parshas Chanan says a pasuk. It says in pasuk after Matan Torah, the Eved Shetol called Yisrael, at shuv lachem l'aleichem, go back home, go back to your wives. And it's zikr that in the Dor in the Tzrayim there were a lot of people who married relationships, which after Matan Torah were Osir. And the biggest raya is, the Gadol Ador of the generation was none other than Amram, father of Moshe, who married Yecheved, who is his aunt. And for a nephew to marry an aunt is an arayas, right? Is the haraya that plenty of people were married, had such relationships. Shtel zich the shayla, how did the Ebishter after Matan Torah get all these laws, say shuv lechem aleichem? Is the haraya, says Rabbi Simcha, that Gershon is Gayer, Kekotten. What's pshat in it? We could tumble in this. I'm not going into all the Eldar. I made that various sugis, but this is the scrub of a pshat that everyone says. we'll soon discuss that. The endless is, right, that the Gur Arye, the Maral, in Parshas Vayigar says, by Matan Torah wasn't Shaya Gershon as Gayer, right? Because it was Bikfia, as we'll soon discuss. But beforehand, the Geirus of Kal Yisrael, which we have, I once discussed at great length before, starts with Korban Milah and Korban Pesach of Yisrael. That was the B'nai B'chayr Yisrael, that moment. That even when it's Kaddish. Rashi says in Makkah Tav Chav Beis, Rabbi Amar, Rabbi Yitzchak, Hamanik Sher, Psuli HaMikdashim Luika, because Psuli HaMikdashim is Teres Chulim, V'Teres Kachim Olav, right? Teres Chulim is Mutter Bachilo. An avoida, right? And Teres Kachim is also because of avoida. So when you have, even if one item, one body, but it has two characteristics, so it's a gedder of kalais. It's like two bodies rolled into one. You got my drift? Hello. So therefore, Rashi holds a shur, which is both, it's tzuli hamikdoshim, plus it's also it has Teres Chulin and Teres Kachim on it. To work with that is like two animals in one, and therefore it becomes like kalayim. Oy bazoi, the Gemara says in Gittin Daf Lamed Ches, Omer Rova, Omer Rab. Hamakdish avdoi, you tell your Eved, Yosel Lecheirus. Why? Lugufe lekodesh, his body, physically, is not kodesh. Ledomi lekodesh, he didn't say his monetary value. So what did he mean, you're kodesh? I'm kodesh, Gomer. Because this is the principle of the Chidor, that Hegdish is mafkiya midi shibut. You become a totally new person. Hello? Says the Avletina Moiritik Avort. You remember he had a grandfather called Yankel Avinu? And he married two women called Rachel and Leah? Were they related to each other? Sisters. Are you allowed to marry sisters? No. How did Yankel Avinu marry two sisters? It's a lousy answer. So, whatever. Hello?
The
Shalom Shuvah Rashba asked this question, right? The Shalatubas had advised, and everybody else, the Marshon, the Drochim, and the right? Everybody answers. The Marsh Primo and Medrash, because Yankov Avinu was Megayer them. And Gershon is Gayer, Kekotin, Che, Neiladami. Therefore, they're not sisters anymore. All relationships, all filial ties are now Nifka.
Why did Rochel die?
What?
Why did Rochel die when he went to Estrol?
I give up. Because she said to Lot, I'm going to give you 1,000 answers. My dear sweet holy brother, we don't catch the whole thing. Yeah. Oh, so says that Mitzrayim Moiridik. That's a Betzeis Yisrael be Mitzrayim. How did we get out of Mitzrayim? Koydem Azman before 400 years. The answer is Nechido Tzoyfer Hegdish Mafkiel Lideshibud. Since Hegdish Mafkiel Lideshibud, therefore Beis Yankiv refers to whom? Women. Me'am Noshim Elva Noshim. Me'am Loya that no longer is the laz on the Kedusha of Kal Yisrael. How did Yankov, the whole diaspora of Kal Yisrael, was from two sisters? So Bethesda Yisrael, so Beth Yankov went out, now I'm Loyeth. Hoy so Yehuda Lakotche. You remember also Yehuda had like a father of like Peretz and yeah, like Mashiach, hello? Maflis Bezdovit. You also had a strange relationship. Who did he marry? He lived with a lady called Tomer. Kalosoy is an Arayis. Hello? Now, do you remember the Gemara in Soita that Yehuda, when he met Tamar, dressed up, you know who he was, right? He asked her, right? She had the Shema Nochrus at, Shema Giyoris Ani. The Gemara in Dafyut, in Soita. Shema Esus Ishat, Shema Pruya Ani. Shema Kibo Bach Avichat Kiddushin, Shema Yusoyim Ani. Shema Yotmeya, Am Toira, etc., etc. No Issa. Hello? So she's a Giyoris. When was she Megat? When did her... So how is she married to Aaron Oynon if she's a Yisoyma? Her brothers, as the halacha is, her brothers married her off. When was she Megayer? Post, because she was a Kana at the time. So she was Megayer only afterward. They got bumped off. Now she is a Giyoris. And Gershon is Gayer Kotchen Neuladomi. She has a new identity. And no longer is she what? No longer is she Chalos Yishal Yehuda. Hoy say Yehuda lekatchay. Chalal say words kedusha. Kamachim say atamaytzi get the erev atamaytzi kedusha, and therefore Yisrael mam shaloisa. They became leaders of Chalos. Then it says next pasuk Ayom Rav Ayon leYisayani Yisav LaOcher. What did the CC that it split? So Chalal tell us Aroin Yishal Yosef. Hello, who carried Aroin Yishal Yosef out of Mitzrayim? Can you tell me? I'm sure. You remember the Gemara in Sukkot Daf Chafei, where who were the people with Tmei Lenefesh, Parash Baloyzcha, and after Tmei Lenefesh, Adam, Lamanigar, who were these people? According to at least one day in the Gemara, it was the Neus Tearon Ishalis. Yes, you with me? Shtel Zich Tashayla, it's brought down in the Sefer, Merkavis Yosef, which is the Abez, the Mamalimokim, and the Edim of Eizel Chorus, Slonim, Meridik Hashem. But if you say Matan Teir was Gershon, this guy, according to Neul Adami, so any previous tumah, this is like putting a kricheres back into the kitchen oesh, into the furnace, and it it's not tummy. Hello? So why were they tummy? Al kochi, you have to answer like the maral by Matan Torah was a kviya, and therefore you don't take yesh in this guy. Yeah? You remember the Gemara in Zvochim, the kuf aleph on the base. Everyone. The Gemara asks it, who made Hezger when Miriam became a Tzoras? They got the whole cup here. Who made Hezger? Which Koyin declared Miriam to be a Tzoras? Which? So the Gemara claims, if it was Makimpi Moshe, because Moshe is a Zor. Machlik is in the Gemara, there in Zvach. If it was Aaron, the Chakor, the Chakor is Paul. So everybody, starting with the Mashah, down there, everyone asked, why don't you just say Moshe and Aaron are both Kroyvim? The famous answer is brought in Chalashas, in Rikoyin, various places. I said this like 100 times. Hello? It's a gorgeous answer. Because the whole reason, why was Aaron a Korav? Because Kofaleim Hartigis. And the Maralmi Prak said a rule, whatever, there's a Kfir, you don't say Gersh in this guy. So therefore, Aaron and Miriam are related. What about Moshe? Moshe wasn't involved in the Kofaleim Hartigis, so he wasn't Tachzar. He was on top of the mountain. Moshe was the only one of the Kabbal Torah Berov. And therefore, that answers another kasha. Famous kasha of the Kotzker Rebbe, which the Chemda brings. Kasha. The people come to Moshe. Hey, anachlu tmeim lepsh adon lomanigor. Hello? Doesn't it say in Pasuk, if my memory serves me correctly, that in Parshas Beshalach, Vayikach Moshe es Atmos Yisrimei, so Moshe Rabbeinu himself carried the Oren of Yis, right? And they arrived at Har Sinai, Rish Chodesh Sivan, that year. And then they sat there for 10 months. Next year, Pesach, when we're talking about the story, the narrative in Balei Yisrael, nothing has changed. The Oren Yosef was in oil. So why did only these people have a problem? Hello, I want to get a hold on this answer. The simple answer is, because my Moshe Rabbeinu was Gershon Iskari Kuntzer Neiladami, and any previous Tumma is Nifka. Mash Enkin, everybody else, it was Bekvi, etc., etc. Right, I have no time to elaborate. This also, I have thought this year, this actually answers another question. What is here? Hayomer of Ayonis, why did the Yam saw, what it saw that they're carrying our initial Yosef? Why did Yosef, the Moshe have a problem with it? Because by M is Taka what? This answers another kash. Tosis asked in Brachas Tapiches, Bezayin. Hello? The Abish was Kofalim Harki Gigis, yeah? In the Kabbalah, if not. Hello? Yeah? Why did you need a Kviya if you already said Nasa Benishma? Because the so well, hello, Rabbi, how piece of string? Hello, so the Avnitian says a moyudik answer, because the whole reason you didn't get out of Mitzrayim before because Hegdish is Mafkiya Midei Shibud and you became Bnei Becher Yisrael. You have to show that you're a holy person. How do you show a holy person? Only if you're in Porush Min Arayis. So what did the Amish do, Asher Alkein? Kofale Harkigigas. And the Rav just told me, if it's a Kviya, you don't say Gersh in this Gaya. Now you're Mitzvah in the Mitzvah of Arayis. And that proves you were the Abitias Mitzvah. Had he not made a Kviya, then it would have been attacking a full-fledged Gerus at Matan Teira. You with me? Yeah? And then, okay. Now after these, like, put it simply, what's pshat? How did Yidden become a nation? The birth of Kol Yisrael and Yecheskel is Pesach, through Korban Pesach and Mila. There's this, on a simplest of levels, what is the common denominator between eating Korban Pesach and Mila? They're the only two mitzvahs asayin, for which if you don't keep them, you have course. In other words, these two korbonis reach a madrega, the mile of nishtalser, where the chorus, grammar, they get the word keser, the highest of levels, the mile of nishtalser, the mile of minazman, the mile of everything, right? Dafka these two mitzvahs, why? On the simple level, we're just saying that 190 years of Mitzrayim, of Shibud, was done away in 4 days. Hello? Starting from Shabbos Hagadol. What's Shabbos? How do you cram so much time into such a limited space? Hello? You with me? Now what? You don't got to be a genius to work out. I'm going to Kitz and Nimrus. What is the symbol of these two mitzvahs? Korban Pesach is Mesiras Nefesh. Mila is Mesiras Nefesh. There are 25 Mori Chazal. The Gemara in Gittin, Ki Alecha Haragnu Kol Hayoim, that refers to Mila. The endness is, so for Atbi, you don't see 1 out of 1,000 children dying for when Alecha Haragnu Kol Hayoim. And how could you have, we die Kol Hayoim, how do you die a whole day? You die once. Now, a Yid goes through Mila. And the endness, Alpi Derech HaTeva, the Mila should have been what? A Sakona. Nor, there's a famous Bukhar Shur in Baba Basra, the classic. Hello, which I said countless times here. The endness is, the Gemara says, that's Tzchar Mitzvah by Alma Lech. From the Gemara in Chulin, Zmuchruch, Gemara in Kiddushin, that if you would say Tzchar Mitzvah by Alma Iko, the Tzchar Mitzvah, then the Tzchar Mitzvah should be Megin and Matzel, even when it's Shchich HaZek. Regardless of the physical, scientific, medical facts, the Mitzvah should be Matzel. Nervos Tzchar Mitzvah by Alma Lech. Hello? What is the reason? Said the Bukhashar, because if you don't do it in this world, there's no punishment for not doing a mitzvah asay. It's only in the world to come. If you don't get punishment, then you can't get schar. It's haba hotali. You can't have cake and eat it also. Masha ain't cake, Pesach, and Mila, which there's what? this chorus in this world. Ash Alki, for these two mitzvahs, there's an exception that the Schar Mitzvah by Al. You with me? Okay, if I had the time, I would elaborate that the Osef Rebbe, the Sefer Arta, Givaldi Cheshbainis, Mila only works, Mila should be a Sakon Ataka, is the Schar of the Mitzvah, and that's whatever. That's me. I can bring the riots to daddy answers Kashi to keep the anger. Mary de Gamaro. Oy bazoi, Korah Pesach, you're taking the deity, the Getshka of the Mitzrayim, shechting it in their eyes. That is Mamish Mesirus Nefesh. And therefore, that is Mafkiya Midei Shib. And anything which is involved in the Bechala Beishmul Achron, which is the Moshe brings, the Eivish has two Marochas, two ways of working. He can work with Derech HaTeva, and he can work with Maile Min HaTeva. Mida connected Mida, someone who's on Avodas Hashem is the Maila Min HaTeva, right? The Eibishta for him is Meshadim Rochas HaTeva, Yula Maila Min HaZman, Yula Maila Min HaTeva, and that is the Maila of Korban Pesach and Mila, two mitzvahs of Mesirus Nefesh. By the way, parenthetically, wouldn't he need two mitzvahs of Mesirus Nefesh? The Pinchas Friedman says, I'm ready to give word. There's two types of Mesirus Nefesh. The Akedah, right? We say the Akedah was greater even than all the other nine Nisyonis. The first Nisyon of Avram was Kif Shino Esh. Hello, Nimrod? Hello? Yeah? Why is the Akedah greater? Because Kif Shino Esh, you get killed by Kiddush Hashem, you're finished. You're dead. You don't. If the Akedah, you would have had to live with it. Sometimes living with Mesirus Nefesh is harder than dying on Mesirus Nefesh. And therefore, he brings in the Bel Verebos, that's Pshat Rosh Hashanah, you read about the Akedah, the second day. And afterwards, the Gansa Maisa with the Rabbi Suam looking at birth, who cares? All written, what does that do with Rosh Hashanah? Because Rivka was born, Asher Alki. The Maisa, so Belz Rebbe said this to a group of Bali Tshuva. He said, if you come from wherever, right, and your father is whoever, right, Rishoyim, living in a place of Choron, of Rishis, and you're able to overcome, that's a greater type of Mesirus Nefesh even than the Akedah. It goes on and on. Therefore, we always speak about the Akedah as in the Soyin to Abram, not to Yitzchak. Even though he's 37, may I type? The Mesirus Nefesh of the dying, the Mesirus Nefesh of living, and this is the mitzvah of Korah Pesach, and the mitzvah of Mila. Right? Oh, yeah. And therefore, the Yamsuf also. How did the Yamsuf work? That's what I'm saying. They went in. First it was, and they were Moser Nefesh. Because, what does the Gemara say in Brochus? Somebody asked, who was it? A Papa asked Abaya, right? Maishna Rishreinim, the Srachash Lunisa, and we're sitting in Seveach, and we're crying, we're hacking, gurnished. Because Rishreinim, the Kamasu Nafshayu, Akidah Hashem, they were answered immediately. We don't, right? To come to a Madrega that the Abish is Meshadvit Teva, and gives you Nisim L'mayla Menateva, hello, you need a Mesirus Nefesh. That's why, by the way, it says in Svarim HaKadoshim, when the Abish appears to Moshe Rabbeinu the first time, where does he appear? Mitoich Hasne. Says Atzichayim, what are the middle letters of Hasne? Nes. When are you Zeicha to a Nes? When you have the Hay before, the Hay afterwards, Chuvilo, Chuvatato, which is the Gemara, it's in Yuma. Hello. That's why the hay is open on the left side. You could go into the tshuva. Madregas in tshuva. And that, when you do tshuva, and a tshuva, Mesirus Nefesh, is meet the connected meet that the Eibishter makes nisim for you also. And this answers, okay. In Zohar HaKodesh, one of the reasons, by I'm not trying to elaborate, one of the reasons why it says in Svarim HaKodesh that for Mesirus Nefesh, this Schar Mitzvah by Almo, Pashut, because it says in Zohar HaKadosh that someone who is Moisir Nafshei Al Kiddush Hashem LeGarmei Masa Garmei LeMusa, by the Eibishter, the willingness to be Moisir Nefesh is considered done. And that's at the Tshuva, the Amnivro, the Klal Yisrael becomes a newborn nation. Gerada, one of the reasons why Mamakim Shabali Tshuva is the Gumim Lamicham. Said in Svarim HaKadosh, all Neshamas Yisrael generally, where do they come from? The Genuzis? Mitachas Kisei HaKavod. The Neshama of Baal Tshuva comes from the Kisei HaKavod Gufa. A higher Madrega. He's given it a Neshama. Therefore, that Tshuva itself cuts him off. Therefore, the Pasuk says, you're not punished for the sins of your forefathers, because your father is not your father and your grandfather is not your grandfather. You become Mamish B'li B'chayr Yisrael only under, directly under the Rebbeinu Shammah. I don't have to elaborate. That is, in a nutshell, the secret of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Beliba Chayri Yisrael. They even realized the Tayarkeit of the Ebers to chose us. I want to tell you one thing before I finish. We're going to sit down very, very soon at the Seder, which is the Seder for the whole year, and there's infinite depth. Seder is Soyid Drush Remes Kiduah. But a person has to know at the Seder you could achieve in certain Sfarim HaKadosh and Tzaddikim more than Yom Kippur. I tell you all kinds of stories. I have no time to elaborate, but last night someone came to me. My son became a chosman last week in America. I didn't know. The guy comes over to me, a balabos in town, a very fine person. He reminded me, a year and a half ago, I met him at a matzei pishel. And he was pouring out his heart to his daughter, Nidushit. And I said, you know what? I'm a spal about Chavir with Thurgle Zidover and Etchila. You dabbed for me. I gave him my son's name, and he gave me his daughter's name, and we dabbed. Right? He said he never missed a tefillah for my son. Right? But just not last week. He was in Manchester, I was in New York. Both my son and his daughter got engaged the same day. The power of tefillah is unbelievable. When are the Shari Shemayim Psuchim? Leila Seder. Whenever you need a nitzak, the Kana then Shoyel, I get a hound for. The Daf Ashraigaton, whatever. And the Iker is, the Gula, what I said last week, I said 2 weeks ago, I said, the Nissen Asidim Ligol. So the Blasim Chodig Rebbe said, not just in the future, Asidim Ligol Chonim. Believe Asidim Asidim Ligol. And Rabbi Ramashar adds another word, Moiritik Avort. We say in the Benching Rish Chodesh, Ula Kroiva. Why the Gula Kroiva? Because Kroiva is Gimachia Kimachakim and Avloch. The Yid will shrive for the Gula, they should help and we should be there in Pesach in Eretz Yisrael. The Shiach Tukenu, Amen, Amen. Amen. Oh, God.